Good morning. Our question today is the reading of Zachor, Parsha Zachor in Shul. Is it only men who are obligated to hear Zachor or also women? So in that regard, we're going to start off with the Shulchan Aruch who paskins that Yesh Omrim, there's an opinion that says that Parsha Zachor, Chayavim Lekara Midoraisa, that there's a Chiyuv Doraisa according to the Yesh Omrim that he brings, the opinion that he brings, that he's reading and hearing Zachor is a Chiyuv, an obligation that is Midoraisa. It's not the Rabbanan, it is Doraisa. And the Mishnah Brura explains where we learn that from, that the Pasuk says that we have to remember Zachor, Esar, Sharas, Alecha, Malek, etc. And we learn in the Gemara that when it says Zachor, that means Hamira, that has to be from a reading of a Sefer Torah. It's not simply that we keep it in mind and simply repeat it on a daily basis, but there's a requirement, it's once a year, that we have the reading of Zachor and we pay close attention and we have Kavana to be Yotze. The Baal Korah has to have in mind that he's being Motzi us, and we have to have in mind that we are fulfilling the mitzvah of Zachor by hearing this reading. So when it comes to women, the Sefer Achinuch says as follows on this mitzvah of saying Zachor, having the Parsha of Zachor read, so v'noheges mitzvah zo b'chol makom u'chozman, this applies in all places at all times. In other words, not only we have a Mikdash or in certain geographic areas, not only in Eretz Yisrael, it applies to the whole world for eternity. Bizacharim, it applies to men. Why only men? Ki lahem la'asos ha-milchama, because it's men who actually go out to war and will take revenge against our enemies and not the women. So there we have it, the Sefer HaChinuch saying that this mitzvah midoraisa applies to men, not women, but the Minchas Chinuch disagrees, and he brings a Gemara that says when it comes to a milchemes mitzvah, when it's categorized as a war that is a mitzvah, there's an obligation for everyone to go out, not only men, but women as well, and not only regular women, but even a kala who's standing at a chuppah, and there's a milchemes mitzvah that has to be waged, a war of a mitzvah that's categorized, not a milchemes reshus, not a volitional war, but a required war, that every individual, Klal Yisrael, men and women, are obligated to go, and therefore the Minchas Chinuch concludes, it appears that everyone is obligated in this mitzvah, just like every other mitzvah, that it's a mitzvah that it does not have a designated specific time, it applies it all the time, women as well would be obligated. So there we have it, it's a machlokes between the Sefer HaChinuch and the Minchas Chinuch, if women are required to hear the reading of Zachor or not. The Sefer HaChinuch says they are not obligated, the Minchas Chinuch says they are obligated. Now, Lamaisa, the Gedolei Poskim have a big machlokas on this. We actually have three opinions, not only two. One opinion, Paskins like the Sefer HaChinuch, that women are not obligated. Others, Paskin like the Minchas Chinuch, that women are indeed obligated to hear it from a Sefer Torah. And there's a third group of Poskim who are of the view that women are obligated. However, they don't have to hear it from a Sefer Torah. They are permitted to read it to them by themselves, read it out of the V'chumash, and that would be sufficient for them to fulfill the requirement. Now, just a last point here that the Piskei Tshuvos brings, and as is known that some places have the Minhag, that we have a special women's reading when they are able to come to shul, v'nachon shia az b'beis ha-kinesis arsara anashim, and it's proper that there be 10 men in the shul at the time, because the Mechaber says that the kriya of Zachor is a chiyuv, she'chiyuva min ha-Torah, ikara ba'asara. It's a chiyuv in from the Torah that the ikar is that we should have 10 men there as well. So when we have the special women's reading, we should make sure to have 10 men there as well, listening. However, there are those that say that in a place where this has not already been established as a minhag to have a separate women's reading, it's preferable to not establish that, because then we are moving a Sefer Torah that there's not a real need for it. In other words, we had the main reading. Hopefully the women can come to the main reading of it. So we shouldn't be having an additional reading which is not really critical, and using and taking the Sefer Torah out when it's absolutely not necessary. But in any case, we do know that the minhag ha'olam in many places is to have special reading, because we want to make sure that the women are also hearing, because indeed we do have the shitas that say that they are absolutely obligated in Zachor also to hear it specifically from a Sefer Torah. Have a wonderful day.